case you were wondering, that was Brian Sutton playing the six-string flat-top box acoustophonic guitar made by Gibson many years ago before he was born. And yet he played it so fast and so well that we are all amazed, and we're so amazed and also exhausted that the Hot Rise boys just need a little bit of a rest. We're gonna try to inhale some oxygen as well as some nitrogen and some various other things that are out in the air, and sit around in the nice warm bathtubs or warm jello that they have for us backstage in good old Telluride style. And speaking of Telluride, our band, I think this is the 20th time our band has played at this festival, and it, every year it's just a great honor and a privilege to do that. Anyway, this next band, they're here also. And we're a little weirded out this year about this band because they were asked to play Rocky Grass and headline there, and we weren't. Now, I know Craig Ferguson is a smart guy. He's a visionary sort of dude, smart guy. But for some reason, he asked them to play and didn't ask us to play. So it's okay, because I'm going to just take the weekend off and I'm going to enjoy that. But these guys are different from us. They are into the old style of Western music that was popular when they were young men, back in the little border town of Wyoming, Montana. Thanks, it almost slipped my mind. We discovered them there by the old jukebox at the Eat Cafe. Thank you, that's right. And guys on the Eat Cafe jukebox, you have to be named Hank to be on that jukebox. No Sean's, no Tyler's, no Adams, or Keith's or people like that. It's gotta be the old style name like Merle or Hank. And they know those kinds of songs, and they play them with the old style of electric instruments that were invented just after electricity was invented, and they hadn't figured it out yet how to make them sound like Telecasters or fancy electric guitars, but they still make a nice sound, and they have a charm to them that I think some of you will like. It's very good, and it's Dr. Banjo, and you're not supposed to touch it, remember. It's going pretty good. I'm going to relax now, and you guys have the stage for 16, 17 minutes.
That's good, because we got it from here. Thank you so much.
All right, please welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Finding a great big Western Hotted each and every one out there. We're so happy to be out on the stage finally after shining shoes and ironing the Hot Rise ties and all that stuff, washing the inside and the outside of their bus. And so we get to entertain you all for the next 17 and a half to 20 minutes, depending on how long it takes Hot Rise to relax in their air-conditioned and hot tub-equipped dressing room. Here comes Waldo. All right, Waldo.
That wasn't too hard. I got here. We got a bunch of people here on the stage with us. My brother Elmo and another guy. Oh, he's Elmo too?
All right. We're going to do a little song. It was written by Wendell Mercantile. It's called On Monday.